CBKR and W Bearcat Coaches Show, along with Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey. New location, same show. As we go into today's program here on the Coaches Show, we're at the Palms, broadcasting live here today. And Matt, a nice location, and we should have another good show on hand as we talk Bearcat fall sports.
100% excited to be out here at the Palms for the show, talking Northwest Missouri State Athletics, of course, getting set for military appreciation for football this weekend, a good matchup against UCO. That's going to be fun to look forward to. But, you know, the Palms play historic in Maryville, right? You were just saying before we went on how the Palms is like Marissa Tomei, just gets better with age. And so couldn't agree more. It's great to be out here and see a lot of friendly faces, too. Of course, a Pizza Ranch we saw a lot through the last few years, but now a little closer to downtown and enjoying this spot. And, of course, always good to see some Bearcat faces.
I think this was called the Buchanan Street Library back in the day when I was in school. So
so what you're saying is skated by skinnier teeth.
That's pretty much it, yes. Well, we've got to talk some sports here. Football, a tough loss on the road to Central Missouri this past Saturday afternoon, but a great comeback that the Bearcats had in that second half, down 24-3 at halftime, and made a game of it, tied it up a couple of different occasions, but just couldn't quite get over the hump and take a lead in that game. But I thought the team showed a lot of resiliency, fighting back after falling so behind early in the game.
I think that's a game that you easily could have said, man, 24-3 at halftime, let's go ahead and mail this in and head back to Maryville. But they didn't. They came out and dominated that third quarter. 24-24 as the third quarter wrapped up. I mean, you just saw Mike Hohensee really felt comfortable and got things going. The running game really got established within that third quarter as Jay Harris able to produce a fifth straight 100-yard rushing game. And, boy, you just felt good, like, man, things are going Northwest Missouri State's way. Saw some injuries start to chip away at the defense more and more as that game went along. And you're also playing a high-powered offense that may be one of the best in the country. And despite them throwing everything they had at you, the Bearcats were right there 31-31 in that fourth quarter. Just ended up one stop short of being able to pull this one out. So it's tough, and obviously a lot of disappointment within the team, within the fan base. But like you said, you do feel good about the way they came back and they played, the fight, the grit within this football team. I know what everybody thinks right now with the postseason expectations, the way things look with three losses, but you really don't know. You know, you put things together, you reel off some wins all the way through the regular season and just kind of let the chips fall where they may. But it has to start this Saturday against UCO.
Yeah, big matchup coming up, 1:30 kickoff as Central Oklahoma comes to town. And they're a team that I think is a work in progress as well, trying to make the next step in that program under head coach Adam Dorald. A team that maybe have lost a game or two that they felt like maybe they shouldn't have, but also a team that's really in transition right now.
Well, you know, that was a team also had to have a come-from-behind victory over Missouri Southern over the weekend, which we've seen how good Missouri Southern is, and they've got some quality wins already. So, you know, it's a 2-3 Broncos team. I'm sure that feels like they're much better than that 2-3 record reflects. So this will be a tough game. You know, we've seen some good ones over the years against UCO, against Northwest Missouri State, but typically those happen down in Edmond. Don't want to put a jinx or anything on it, but boy, if they can't come up here, it tends to get pretty lopsided. And really, anywhere that the Broncos go outside of Edmond, it gets awfully tough for them. They play really well at home. They have a hard time duplicating that on the road. So this will be kind of interesting to see, especially with a bit of a ticked-off Northwest Missouri State team on the other side.
No doubt about that. I know they were practicing late yesterday and really using the lights to the benefit last night, working on some things. So it'll be fun to watch that matchup coming up on Saturday. They look at volleyball. They had a couple of tough five-setters this past weekend.
Yeah, they did. Northwest Missouri State able to go into Emporia State, come away with a 3-2 victory, took it to five sets like you mentioned. They won the first one, dropped the middle two, or the second and third, came back and won set number four and number five. Then against Washburn, 15th ranked team in the country on Saturday, also going to five sets. They won sets three and four in dramatic fashion, 28-26 and 30-28, just not able to pull that out in that fifth set. So it's kind of interesting. You look at Northwest Missouri State, they have played seven matches that have gone to five sets so far this season. They've only played one four-set match. They lost that one. They are 7-1 in the fourth set so far this season. They've gone the distance an awful lot. You wonder about that wear and tear and how they do feel coming out of some of that. But we'll hear from Coach Wirth and Avery Kemp coming up in just a little bit. That record also doesn't reflect how well that they feel this, how good this team is and how well they've been playing, but it's one of those you kind of have to continue to chip away, and a lot of matches still left this fall for Bearcat Volleyball.
Soccer, a tough weekend, at least on the offensive side of things, dropping a couple of decisions to Nebraska Kearney and Fort Hays State, scoreless this past weekend. They had a scoreless tie against UNK on Sunday and then lost 1-0 on a Friday to Fort Hays State. So a little, points are tough to come by right now, but our guest for the show here, Lily Ellis, is putting together a heck of a season as goalkeeper there.
Yes, she is. She is closing on breaking Kira Lazenby's record for shutouts throughout her career. Lily has been terrific through her couple seasons with Northwest Missouri State. And maybe part of the thing that the Bearcats need right now, just a little home cooking, getting set to take on Emporia State Friday afternoon at Bearcat Pitch, and then on Sunday afternoon against Washburn. So just get a couple to go your way, a couple balls to find the back of the net. You never know what can happen.
In cross country, we'll be talking with the next the cross country team in the middle of what is looking to be a pretty good season for them.
Yeah, they are. They're going to be off for the next couple weeks before the MIAA Championships roll around on October 20th, but coming away from the Gaines Creek Classic, which was in Columbia, Missouri, over the weekend. Now, Gaines Creek is also the same place that the MIAA Championships will be later this month, but the men's team coming out with a fourth-place finish as a team. Drew Atkins was second individually. The women's team finished third overall, and really see Alina Tebow, a junior with this team, leadership role, but also getting better and better as the season's gone along and throughout her career as well. So looking forward to talking to them, as well as head coach Wick Cunningham, to where they do have a little bit of downtime, but a chance to kind of sharpen things up before the conference meet, and then a couple weeks after that, the regional there in the first week of November.
And we are broadcasting live from the Palms in Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back and talk more concerning cross country. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Welcome back into the KXEV KLRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, as we're talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. Joining us now, we have head coach Wick Cunningham, as well as a junior from the women's team, Alina Tebow, and a junior from the men's team, Dylan Grover. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us today. And Coach Cunningham, let's just get things rolling. The Gaines Creek Classic on Friday evening. The men's team comes out and finishes fourth as a team, the women third. And again, it just feels like, out of 16 teams, it wasn't just like five teams there. I mean, these teams are putting up some good individual numbers, but then also coming together, and it feels like trending in the right direction with conference on the way.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We went down there, main purpose, to scout out the course before conference. We went on all the nooks, crannies, turns, hills, everything about it that we can, and I think we accomplished that. We got to run it the day before the meet, the day of the meet. We'll get to run it one more time the day before conference, and we should be ready to go. Fourth time's a charm.
Whenever you do go in and you're kind of scouting that, I mean, what specifically are you looking for? Is it looking for even like certain points of like, all right, we get to this point in the course, we flip it into high gear?
It's exactly right. You know, where are those areas where you're going to struggle? Where are those areas where there's not many fans because you're a ways out there? Or where are those areas where it's like, man, I feel good, I can capitalize here, I can take the tangent here and run less distance? Really just getting to know that and getting a feel for that. And then as you get closer to the finish line, I'm like, okay, yeah, how far am I out? When can I start my kick? Is this too close, too far? And you can kind of get a feel for that when you run the course.
Alina and Dylan, I'm kind of curious the psychology of it whenever you get out there away from fans. Sometimes you're feeding off that energy. Do you like kind of getting out into just more the peaceful parts and kind of shutting off your brain and just running at that point? Or do you prefer the heading back in and the cheers kind of pulling you in?
I really like the part where you're alone in the race when it's just you and your competitors. Sometimes the crowd, it can get a little a bit much at times. And when you're out on the far end of a course and it's just you, I kind of feel at peace at times. And it's just a different style of racing that where the mentally strong prevail. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty in cross country, is that part, because on track you're always around fans cheering you on, but in cross country it's mentally demanding more than physically, and I love those parts of the race.
I do feel like, yeah, in track you might have some teammates there on the infield too that are pulling you through certain parts, but you are kind of on an island at that point. What do you think, Alina?
I personally like the crowds. Yeah. They keep me motivated. The quiet areas, I've gotten a lot better with not shutting off my brain, though, so I do like the quiet sometimes. And at that course, there is that back part that are the more rolling hills, and I felt like I did a really good job at staying engaged in that course, so I don't mind the quiet areas, but the cheering really helps me with just, like, keeping myself motivated and listening to what other people are saying to me. So, yeah.
Bearcat Cross Country coming off the Gans Creek Classic over the weekend. The men's team fourth, the women's team third. Alina finishing seventh individually in the 6K, 22 minutes, 36 seconds. You're battling the heat, but you're still finishing with negative splits, especially over those final couple thousand meters. For you, what's pulling you through at that point? Is that just kind of the maturation, too, of better and better as a runner as you've gone throughout your career?
Yeah, I think I just felt so mentally just engaged in the race that weekend. The heat really didn't hit me till that last 1K, and I personally am a heat kind of gal. I like running in the heat. I don't like running in the cold. So, and I just knew, like, at that 1K, one of my teammates needed me to go out in front of her, and so she could get that confidence boost. So I just made it my goal to go out in front of her so I could help her.
Well, so this is going to throw this next question off a little bit, because he's like that heat, but also we're kind of heading into the cooler weather. Last year it was, what, November 4th or 5th at the MIAAs, you put up a PR in the 6K.
Yes.
Do you feel like you're trending in a similar direction of, like, all right, I'm kind of getting where I want to be, now we're heading to the MIAAs, then the regional meet, to where I can put up similar numbers, maybe even PR once again as we kind of hit that part in the season?
Exactly. I'm so excited for conference because I know it'll be cooler, and I like running in the cold, but I also don't like running in the cold. But I think it will be great, and I'm very excited for conference because it will be cooler, and I think it will just be overall team-wise, everyone will love it. So I'm excited, and I'm hoping for a big PR at conference.
Dylan's over here saying, give me 38 degrees at conference, right?
Absolutely.
You want that cold weather out there.
I love the cold.
So for Dylan, as you go, still a ways away from where you want to be peaking, as we're talking with Alina right there, how did you approach Gans Creek, and what did you take away from it?
I went into it. I've been trying out some different racing strategies throughout the regular season right now, and Gans Creek was a race that I wanted to try and test something different than what I'd normally done, so I got out faster, and I brought my teammates along with me, and I felt like we did a good job at the start of getting out fast and competing in there and putting us where we wanted to be, but the day just didn't go how I wanted it to be, with a lot of things going on, but I was happy with how I got out. And it was just testing for conference, and that's the key thing in the regular season, is getting used to different things so that you're as prepared as possible for conference.
Now we're getting set for a couple weeks off here before the MIAA Championships on October 20th. You're transferring from Graceland. You're an mm-hmm. All-American last year at the national meet. You ran a 24:39 8K. Does it feel like, all right, I have that still in me, that we've got a highly competitive team to where the best for Dylan is still ahead?
It's really different because I had started to get used to competing in the NAI level and training alone, and then I transferred to Northwest, and I have a lot of teammates around me. The meets are more competitive throughout, and so it's taken a little bit to get used to it and to figure out how to race in it, but I know that I still have that ability and the fitness that I had at the end of last cross, where I became an All-American, and I just need to do it again. I know it's there.
Well, we've got a couple weeks until the MIAA Championships roll around, and so, Coach, the Emporia State Invitational, I think, was originally on the schedule, but pulling that one back, what are you kind of planning for these next few weeks for the teams?
Yeah, I figured, you know, pulling that off the schedule, we get another quality three workouts this week rather than, like, one and a half, I think we've got enough racing experience at this point that this also gives our athletes an opportunity. Hey, let's go home for the weekend. Let's go see your family and enjoy it, because you don't get those opportunities that often during the season, as everyone knows. And then also you can get a little mentally burnt out racing too much, you know. Running three meets, everyone's like, man, that's all. But they're very demanding, you know, and any extra one is an extra demand.
Well, a little bit of time here, chance to decompress, as well as you mentioned those extra workouts. Colin McDonough wanted me to press you about this on the air. When are we going to go run together?
When are we going to go run together?
Yeah, when are we doing it?
We're doing it at conference.
No, me and you.
Oh, me and you. When you wear the right pair of shoes.
I'll bring them.
You do that Monday. Next Monday, 3 p.m., we are at the track.
Okay. I'll see you then.
See you then, too.
Well, appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. Of course, next Monday, we've got to run out with Wick, but that's going to wrap things up for this portion of the Coach's Show. MIAA Championships coming up on October 20th. Coach Alina Dillon, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State cross country coming off a fourth place finish as a team for the men and a third place for the women at Gans Creek over the weekend. We'll take a time out. Back with more on KXCV KLRNW.
Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Losch Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losch and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Welcome back to the Palms in downtown Maryville. We're talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball here with Coach Amy Wirth as well as Avery Kemp. Still kind of getting used to saying the Palms and not Pizza Ranch.
Right.
It's a little bit off, right?
It is a little bit off.
But difference good sometimes, right?
Difference good.
Different can be good. Northwest Missouri State Volleyball 8-6 on the season, 3-3 in MIAA play, coming off a split over the weekend, beat Emporia State, but dropped a 5-set match to Washburn. Coach, starting with Emporia, what worked? What was going your way? It seemed like that was one of the lowest hitting percentages, I think, for them this season.
It was. They had a band, and it was really loud. So I can tell you what wasn't going well for us was playing together because we couldn't hear each other. But what we got going was just continuing to push and get going with that. We had Lauren Casey had a nice match on the outside. Our middles were going. And had some kills, and they made some errors, which was helpful for us. Didn't need to go five with them, but the atmosphere was a little bit challenging for us, and we got our head wrapped around a little bit. They were four-person passing, which I've never seen in my life, which was four straight across. Don't know that I'll ever see it again, so we had to get used to that and kind of understanding how to maneuver around some of the things that were thrown at us, but I thought we did a good job getting out of there, even though we went five.
Avery, you were kind of shaking your head when Coach was talking about the band. Not a fan of that at all?
I have never been to an Emporia game, and it's been that loud. Like, it is normally dead silent in there, and they came out with cheerleaders and a band, and I was like, what is going on? Like, couldn't hear anyone. Like, it was crazy. I was not expecting that at all.
Well, Northwest Missouri State takes down Emporia State in five sets. Then turns around, Washburn the next night. Showing some guts, a seesaw battle, especially that third and fourth set, but ultimately just the fifth set, not quite able to pull that one out.
Yeah, we had two set points, match points against us in the third and gutted that out and got the third. And then we've been performing well in force when our back's up against the wall. We did it against Emporia. We needed to win the fourth and won, and then we needed to win against Washburn and got that done. So those are positives that we're doing, putting ourselves in good positions. And then again in the fifth, got in a hole early and was down 5-1, and that's hard to come back from when you only play 15 points. But I felt like we were always in it. That was a positive in that, too, is that we always were in it to get back into this. And obviously with the UCM heartbreak that we had, we needed 1 point to win that. it goes to show that you're never out of it. I had a Tampa experience where we were down 14-11 and came back about 3 or 4 years ago. So we know it was possible for us, but we wanted to play the long game and get into extra points in the fifth, and it didn't happen that way. So a couple calls that we felt like could have gone the other way went their way, and had some micro touches, and normally those don't get called on camera, and they had a great camera. So some of those things could have gone our way, and maybe would have made a difference, but we didn't put together a good enough fifth set to be able to, you know, hit at a high level that we needed to.
Well, you mentioned the fourth set, and Avery, you can speak to this from being out there, of course, and experiencing this firsthand. Northwest is 7-1 in the fourth set so far this season. Of course, that one was a 3-1 loss, so I can't remember who, I think late in non-conference. But fourth set, I mean, that's kind of hard to get to that point and continue to pull those out and push to fifth sets. Is there something about being able to dig deep and gut some of those out and just the mental fortitude that comes with it?
I think it's promising that when we get in those situations, we're able to push back. Like, we're down 0-2. Boom, we got to go. But I feel like we need to start off stronger so we don't get into those situations. But I think it's promising that, like, we're taking those pieces, putting them together, and getting that fourth set. So,
3 5-set matches all of last year. We're at the midway point already at 7 this season. And I do feel like you kind of get to that fifth one. It's a sprint of 15. You don't have as much room for error in the 20 to going to 25. Is it just can't keep going to fit to the 15 for the fifth set because it is kind of fickle at times? One quick run is pretty difficult.
Yeah. our challenge this year has been finding kills, and then we're not finding kills in the fifth. And so the other team, you know, finds kills, and we're not getting stops to be able to turn around and dig to kill. So it's a little bit of both. You know, you have to find a balance when you're playing all the time about, you know, being on all phases of the game. I think football was talking about that today in our conversation, that they haven't played all 60 minutes. I don't think you're seeing us play on both sides of the ball the way that we need to so that we can get out of there in 3 or 4. That's why it's taking us, you know, until the fifth set to do it. And then we honestly just need to practice it more to be able to be confident in that fifth set, just because we've been in scenarios that we haven't won. So finding that confidence in the fifth set, I think, is important. But you got to be low air and you got to be high kills, and that's something that we have not figured out yet.
So you kind of just answered it, and it's a very broad question, but putting it out there just in case there's something else you point to also. 14 matches in, 14 left to go in the regular season, so you hit that midway point. Other than the kills and the errors, is there other things that you look to that you say, if we clean this and this up? But also, what have you seen that you're like, man, we're on the cusp, like we're that close?
Consistency. And we need to have more consistency with our offense and then our defense and our block. Putting those two phases together, I think, will be important. We get blocked the most in the conference. So our hitters are doing a good job of not being scared of the block and trying to go at the block, but they're getting blocked. And so we either need to be better at covering the block, or we need to be better at where our placement is on the block. And so that means you can go at the outside hand that's going to be getting you out of bounds, or you can go forward towards the middle, which would be the middle hitter, which would keep the ball in bounds, and the ball could go down. So couple of those things can go our way that would make a big difference, but it's about consistency, doing whatever we choose to do. And so midway through here, you know, we've refocused our team, put some new goals in front of them about what we need to do to stay focused, but we're looking for us. We had a really good week of practice last week. We're looking for that same thing this week so that we can continue to be confident walking into other people's gyms and feeling good about what we've done, so that we can improve. And so we're really good at playing the long game. As you can see, we've gone 5 sets a lot with people, may not have finished, but we're playing the long game with teams. We need to have that same mentality when we're playing the long game of the season and being our best at the end of the year. We've yet figured out how to play our best at the end of the year in my reign here. We haven't peaked at the right time, in my opinion. And so what we're trying to do this year is really peak at the right time and be our best at the end of the year when we get in the conference tournament.
And Bearcat Volleyball on the road once again this upcoming weekend, taking on Fort Hays State and Nebraska Kearney. We're talking with head coach Amy Wirth, as well as junior Avery Kemp. Avery, first team All-MIAA last year. Again this season, you're the top of the league in hitting percentage and kills. How have you kind of felt your growth these last couple seasons at Northwest Missouri State, of coming around and playing some really big sets for Northwest?
Well, I didn't even know that until you just said it. So that was like that's cool. A shock to me. I feel like coming off of last year, obviously I had a rough ending there. Fell happens. But, like, I really do think my training staff, she's gotten me back here. Like, that's all her. She's gotten me rehabbing, everything. My teammates have been supportive the whole way through. It's like, I can't even, like, I'm still in shock that you just said that. I don't know. It just makes me excited. Like, we have a new team this year. We're going to be together next year, too. Like, it's going to be the same exact team. So this is our chance to learn. We have new pieces. We're going to put them together, and it's going to work. So it makes me excited. Like, I'm like, boom, next game, let's go. I want to win. So
we talk about the training staff and everybody taking care of you. Is it the physical side or the mental side that's harder for all that?
It's definitely mental. I'm a mental player. I think everything, you know. So it's like kind of mental, but you kind of have to forget about the mental part because volleyball's about everyone. So if I focus too hard on what I'm doing, then I'm going to mess up what other people are doing. So I don't know. I think it's a good balance of physical. Obviously, I've been rehabbing for almost a year now, but Kelly, our trainer, has been helping me out a lot. So I would say it's definitely like a group effort to get one person back, that one person being me. So
what? So a native of Bourbonnais, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Did I say that
yep.
right? Perfect. About an hour south of Chicago. What ultimately brought you around to Northwest Missouri State?
I was in the midst of COVID my recruiting year. So they had never seen me play in person before. It was kind of just like a shot in the dark. We'll see. So I came down. We had masks on. I had no idea. Really, I couldn't go in any of the buildings. Like, everything was closed. And they reached out to me, and I came down, and it was just, like, the perfect fit. I loved all the girls that I met. I met Hallie Sidney, Jaden Ferguson, which obviously that's different now. But they, like, really made me feel welcomed. And it's pretty far. It's, like, 7.5 hours. So I wanted to make sure that the people here were right and that the team would be a right fit and that the coaches were what I wanted. So
I'm trying to find that home away
uh-huh.
from home.
Yep.
You go from Lake Michigan an hour up the road to Mazingo Lake, so it's pretty much the same thing.
Yep.
Well, Avery, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend. Best road trip of the year, right? Hayes and Kearney.
We love
it. Best.
We love it. Got to go the night before, which is always fun. We get to spend more time with each other and spend more time in a hotel and get some homework done. But the road trips
a lot of homework,
are,
I'm sure.
Yep. The road trips are awesome. Excited to be, you know, you try to make it the best it can be. Being on the road 2 weeks in a row is never what you want. You want to be at home every other week.
But we're ready.
But we're going to be ready, as Avery says. Two good days of practice, and we'll get after it.
Coach Avery, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Avery Kemp and head coach Amy Worth joining us. Northwest Volleyball taking on Fort Hays State Friday and UNK on Saturday. We'll take a break. Back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from the Palms this afternoon. And time now to turn our attention to soccer, as the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, is with us, along with goalkeeper Lily Ellis. And first of all, Coach, a tough weekend on the road offensively anyway, where it just couldn't get the ball in the net there.
Yeah, we've went back. We're tracking it now. We're 317 minutes without a goal, so focus on finishing and just getting into some activities around the front of the net over the next few days.
Opened up with that 1-0 loss to Fort Hays State on Friday, and then a scoreless tie on Sunday in Kearney with Nebraska Kearney. When you look at overall, the trip and everything, what were some of the main things that came out of that for your teams?
Yeah, well, the weather. I mean, we knew going in it was going to be windy. Playing with the wind, I for us, it's much more difficult. Everything is overpassed. Ball moves a lot quicker. I think we're a much better team playing into the wind, and that kind of rang true in both matches. We conceded a little bit early, had a nice service from them. We got squeezed in a little bit defensively, but I also think the ball floated with the wind, and just a good finish by Fort Hays. And I thought we reacted really well. You know, when you're struggling a little bit, I think, you know, for us, we could have just kind of folded in the match. You know, we're 3 minutes into it. They're coming at us with the wind. They train in it all the time out there. Took advantage of it, but I felt like we responded well. And just didn't put away the chances that we created for ourselves. So, you know, the positive for me taking away is, you know, I was very proud that we just didn't concede more, and we played on our front foot, and we tried to equalize and find a way to get a result. So,
Okay. And, you know, I mentioned that Lori Ellis is with us here, a sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri, and she's pretty good when you have there in the goal for you, isn't she?
She is. We're happy Lily's back on the field with us. Had some setbacks earlier in the season, but kind of getting back into her true form, and gives us great leadership. And there's a confidence that I think we play with her being back there. And you know, year two, I think she's showing a more leadership in her efforts and directing the team in front of her.
And Lily, again, it's great having you with us here on the show. And coming to Northwest Missouri State from Kearney, Missouri, again, year two for you. But you're on track to do something here that at least to tie the scoreless shutout record at Northwest Missouri State that goes back to the 08 and 09 season. So some important games coming up for you here.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely something I wouldn't have expected coming into this, but I would be close to that.
Yeah, it's just doing a great job there. And when you look at and coming to Northwest Missouri State, what were the things that really attracted you to coming into this program?
Well, I actually didn't originally plan on coming here, but it was kind of a last-minute decision, and with Coach Mark's guidance, it kind of helped me get integrated within the team. But I just overall think our culture here is what really drew me into wanting to play for this team.
And, Coach, that's one thing that I think we hear from player to player that comes in and on this show and you have an opportunity to talk to is the culture that you're building on the Northwest campus with this soccer team.
Well, it's really player-driven. And, you know, I think where we're at right now started off really strong, trying to work through some things right now. That's when I think you get an idea of what your culture really is. And, you know, the messaging from the players and the things that they're putting into training and the things that they want and how do we get back on track has not deterred or changed the culture. We want results, but they continue to strive and be the people that we want them to be off of the field and continue to work hard. And you know, we fine-tune some things starting – you know, yesterday, some areas, some fine points and in our training. And training looked different yesterday. And that's a result of the players and them knowing that they expect more from one another and want to find a way to get the results. So, and I think culture is tested when you have these moments.
And, Lily, when Coach says training looked a little bit different yesterday, what are some of the changes that you noticed there?
Just more intensity. We're really trying to strive to get better in that aspect. I feel like sometimes we might lack that, and it's kind of contributing to how we play. So Coach has just been getting more intense in practice, more intense drills. We had a little bit of conditioning yesterday just to kind of really focus in on those small things we need to do well.
Coach, what are some of the things that Lily does that you really love out there in the goal for your team?
You know, I mentioned it earlier. It's leadership. She directs things very well. And she does some incredibly strong saves and things that you don't always get out of a keeper. And just is always striving to improve. She looks at the small details of the things that, she wants, that she feels she wants to grow in, or things that we've identified, and she works at those areas. So, you know, it's the fine details for her, and just getting her more confident.
Lily, what attracted you to being a keeper in soccer? What are some things that you really love about that position?
Well, I guess the leadership role is a big part. I mean, I like to be able to influence people around me, and being a goalkeeper, like, you have to do that, because you can't always be the person to win the game or make a huge play or anything like that offensively. But if you do that defensively and kind of bring that leadership onto the field, then I feel like it can really help the team.
And from your position there, you have an opportunity to just kind of see what's going on all over the field there.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely get a view of everything.
And as far as looking at the rest of the season, what are the areas that you feel this team really can make some strides here in the stretch run here?
I feel like if we really hone in on, you know, trying to score goals, like, we're going to win games. I feel like our defense is pretty solid. Our work through the midfield has gotten better, and I think if we really just get some goals in the back of the net, like, we'll be really well.
As far as the rest of being a student at Northwest Missouri State, what's your major, or have you set a major yet, and how are academics going for you?
Yeah, my major is applied health, exercise science, and I'm also minoring in sports psychology, and it's going pretty well, like all my classes, and yeah.
Well, what attracted you to that particular field?
I like working with people. I like exercise and, like, health in general, and I want to be able to help people by also doing things that keep me active.
What do you like to do outside of sports?
Oh, gosh. Big fisherwoman, I guess you could say. Do a little bit of that. Just kind of a little bit of everything, like hang out with my friends, stuff like that.
Or have you had a chance to get out to Mazingo and do a little fishing out there?
Very few times.
Well, there's some good spots around Northwest Missouri. From what I hear, I'm not much of a fisherman, but I know a lot of people really enjoy this area.
Yeah, for sure.
And, Coach, let's look at what you got coming up here the weekend at home. So I imagine feeling pretty good, just a chance to get back at the Bearcat pitch.
Yeah, it's always good to get home and have an opportunity to sleep in our own beds, train and prepare and do our game day routine at home. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
As far as the weekend, too, Emporia State comes in Friday. Let's talk about that matchup, first of all, with that 3 o'clock start at the pitch.
Yeah, so gonna be a physical match, but they have a direct style of play, have a tremendous athlete up top, extremely fast, managing that, very dynamic in their midfield, organized in the back. You know, they started off a little slow this season and kind of hitting their stride, so they will be a tough opponent.
And then Washburn on Sunday, 1 o'clock start there.
Yeah, Washburn's got some things figured out for themselves right now. Sitting at 9-1, they're top of the conference. Playing really good soccer right now, and so, you know, everything that I'm seeing on film with them shows just a very confident team right now, and just bought into their process, and they're getting results.
Lily, I saw you kind of nod your head up and down when you talked about Washburn and the type of year they're in. What do you see out this weekend coming up?
I mean, we have to go in confident. We have to go in willing to do the little things right. And I feel like if we do that, we can be very successful this weekend. Two pretty tough competitions, but I feel like if we get those under wraps and get wins this weekend, it can really propel us through the rest of the season.
And Coach, also on Sunday, Big Brothers and Big Sisters being part of the event coming up Sunday. Just talk about that.
Well, we're going to push that out. We found out. I spoke with the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization yesterday. Weren't able to get the response, and for some of the littles looking for Big Brothers and Big Sisters right now. So we're going to regroup and try and reload this and see if we can bring it back next fall.
All right. Well, sounds good there. And it's always great to have you here on the program. And it looks like you got another big weekend coming up. And it's nice to get back at home, I imagine, after such a long trip last weekend. Just the opportunity to be in familiar surroundings and go through the normal routine for home matches that you have to enjoy.
Yeah, it's and it's, you know, two really good teams that are coming in. And I think, you know, Lily covered all the things that we need to do. We just have to find our better selves. I know that this team and the players that we have in the program right now can continue to move the program forward, and you know, there's time in the season, but we've got to get going this weekend.
Is it as much of a factor of just taking care of what you do this weekend as much as worrying about the opponents you've got on the field?
Absolutely. You know, it always starts with us and playing who we are and the style and things that we want to do. It's in the execution and both sides of the ball. And, of course, you know, you account for the strengths of a team and you make everybody aware of what those pieces are, how they're playing. But really, it boils down to the things that we do and how we execute.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us. And, Lily, again, it's great having you with us on the show as well.
Thank you.
Again,
we've been talking soccer with the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, along with Lily Ellis, the goalkeeper for the Bearcat soccer squad. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from the Palms this week on our program, and joined now by wide receiver for the Northwest football team, and Keegan Sturdy. And Keegan finally got a chance to get back onto the field last Saturday after a hamstring injury keeping you out up to this particular point. I imagine it just felt good to get out and compete on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I was really excited. It's been a long time. You know, I think I was out maybe 5 or 6 weeks, but got a chance to practice. I felt confident. You know, it takes a lot to get back after a hamstring injury. Practiced all week, felt really good. And didn't play much in the first half, just took me a little bit to get back. It was a really hot day, didn't have a lot of conditioning built up. But after that, you know, we figured some stuff out at halftime, made some adjustments, and came out firing in the second half. Yeah, felt really good.
Boy, that was a great comeback that the team had. The offense really got some things rolling. I thought the offensive line did a nice job, particularly in the second half, protecting Mike Hoynsey behind at quarterback, and gave him a time to find some of you guys out there that were open in some of the routes you were running.
Yeah, exactly. Mike was a little bit immobile at times back there. We figured that out in the second half. Got the run game going, which opened up the pass, had some play-action passes that hit really well in the second half. So.
Yeah, I would imagine, too, just from the standpoint of what was it, that was, what, week five coming in, we're getting an opportunity to play, that those hamstring injuries can be really one of those things that sometimes it's easy to come back, other times it's just a lingering situation. It just varies from time to time. It has to be really frustrating to be watching and wanting to get out there and just couldn't quite get it done there.
Yeah, exactly. It lingers. You know, there was a couple games in the first 4 weeks where it was a game-time decision for me. I would warm up, get off the bus, warm up, and just had to make the decision that I wasn't quite ready to go. And, you know, that's really hard after, you know, doing all the work in the off-season, winter, spring, summer. They're hard workouts coming in, you know, back from my senior year, deciding on game day that, you know, I'm probably not healthy enough to play. It's a hard decision, but it was the best one for me at the time.
Well, a lot of football left to be played this year, too, so some big games coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, one of the things, too, and might just talk about this as well from Saturday, a little bit of a change offensively from moving another player in at that wild card position just a bit there, that from DeSoto as well, and Jackson Miller. Did you have an opportunity to play with Jackson at DeSoto, or did he come around just a little bit later than you threw there?
Yeah. So I moved down there my senior year of high school. Jackson was our quarterback. I was a senior. He was a sophomore. We got a whole season together. I think we made it to, you know, maybe the third round of the playoffs in Kansas. And yeah, like I said, he's my quarterback. It was awesome. So just seeing him out there this Saturday, completing a touchdown pass as a Wildcat package, you know, that was pretty awesome to see for him.
Yeah, I mentioned that some of the people thought, well, you got a running back there throwing a pass like that, but he's had some experience throwing the ball, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you look at it on film, it's a perfect spiral right into the breadbasket, so.
Yeah, and he's listed as a running back right now, so it looks like he's one of those players that brings a whole lot to the table.
Yeah, he does. He, you know, with Mike injured, it allows us a little more leeway with the quarterback position.
And let's talk a bit about DeSoto High School and playing at DeSoto. It looks, when you look at the roster here, you've got some people coming in from DeSoto, and around the MIAA, that's been a program that's really graduating some players into the conference.
Yeah. It's exciting to talk about them, you know. I think there's a guy at Emporia last year. He just graduated. I didn't get a chance to play with him. You know, I said I moved down there senior year. But we had a linebacker at Emporia. There's the Watts brothers over at Fort Hayes. You know, and then we've had four DeSoto guys here at Northwest. So,
yeah, it's quite a program, it looks like.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Coach King does a great job.
Yeah, and, of course, you've got a little bit of a football background with your father, the offensive coordinator, Northwest, and Todd. And how much of growing up just the fact of being around football as much as you had to play a factor in and you wanted to be a football player?
Oh, it's huge. And I think it's a big advantage I've, you know, taken advantage of playing in college. You know, just growing up around the players, seeing how they act, seeing the ones that, you know, didn't pan out, you know, as a little kid, you see them, you know, talking with their teammates, how they act, how they carry themselves, seeing body language, all that kind of stuff. You know, you see what works, what doesn't, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And then also just going to the office with my dad as a little kid. You know, there's a snow day. Oh, sweet. Let's go to the office, you know. Go to the indoor, play football with my brother, watch film, you know, play on his iPad, whatever, you know. It's a lot of fun. You know, I love football, and we have a football family. It's been a great fit here, you know. So I think I've taken advantage of that a lot.
Let's look at that wide receiving core that some of your teammates there at wide receiver. It looks like you've got a group of guys that all have a particular set of skills that really kind of mesh together.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, we brought in, I think, four transfers last year. And like anything, you know, it takes time to build that trust. And, you know, as the season progressed last year, I think you saw the offense really figured out at the end of the year. And that's just because it took time to build that trust. And this offseason, we continue to do that. And we have a really close-knit group of guys that, are, you know, are all bought in on, you know, the same idea of what we are as an offense, you know, with deep shot guys, guys that are more possession receivers, guys in the slot, all that kind of stuff.
I guess the biggest thing right now is just getting everybody healthy at the same time out there on the field, not only in the wide receiver core, but just on the offensive side of the ball overall.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you saw that with our defense this week as well. I think Coach Wright looked out there at one point in the game, and we didn't have a single starting DB out there on the field, and I think that shows, you know, next man up, though, you know, that's very important in football. You know, it's a dangerous game. Injuries are going to happen, and you know, I think, you know, in the first 4 weeks we had twos and threes step up and play well. Like you said, we started to figure it out, get healthy on offense, and in the second half of UCM, we figured it out.
Yeah, and one of the things too, I know it's always tough to have some people out with injuries, but it gives some of the guys that are behind you that an opportunity to get a few snaps early that they wouldn't have. That overall, that's going to really help out down the stretch this season.
For sure, just developing players, that kind of thing. I can think back to 2021 when Alec Tatum was a senior. He went down with an injury, and I stepped in and made a catch at Moso, got my first chance here. And, you know, he struggled a little bit with what turned out to be, you know, I think a fracture and something up in his shoulder somewhere. And so I got a couple chances to step into some big games. Didn't do anything crazy, but just getting a chance to step on the field in a big game is big for confidence, and I think it's a big part in developing as a player. And I think this season you can see that with guys like Jake Weber, so stepping in for me at F.
you feel like this offense is just really at a point where it's going to start really to take off. You had, of course, the Lincoln 59 points against Lincoln, against a team that, while they're making some strides, still a work in progress there, but against a very good Central Missouri team, the way you guys came back, especially in the second half, and got the offense rolling, I think that has to bode well for the team.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you've always seen it. We have a great receiving core, our running backs, just our skill position in general, you know, the receiving core plus Tank back there, the cat back. We're all bought in. We have a lot of skill guys that can make a lot of different plays, you know, and it just comes down to executing the game plan that we have for each opponent.
You know, you talk about Tank. He's a guy that's got some multiple set of skills there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He runs well between the tackles. You know, he's a little smaller, like me. But you know, he has good vision, so he makes good cuts, and he catches the ball really well out of the backfield, and so we utilize that a lot.
Let's just talk about Keegan, what you like to do off the field. First of all, let's go academic wise. What are you studying right now, and what's the future look like for you?
So I graduated in May with a management degree, and I'm finishing a marketing degree right now. I'll be done in December. Off the field, you know, I just like to hang out with my friends like anybody else. I enjoy reading, actually. I think that is a really important part of just building yourself as a person. I think you can learn a lot and take advantage of it wherever you go in life. You know, and then I just also like to spend time outside and travel, you know.
The fiction or nonfiction? What do you enjoy best?
I read a lot of nonfiction, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what have you read lately?
Right now I'm reading Jordan Peterson's book, 12 Rules for Life. It's taken me a long time. It's pretty deep. But I also read, you know, football books. So I'm reading, Swing Your Sword, by Mike Leach. I think that's the title. I might've messed that up. But yeah, I read a lot of nonfiction, history, philosophy, a lot of football and sports books, maybe some self-help at times as well.
I would imagine this time of year, though, it kind of slows you down a little bit in that aspect with the amount of time that's required to just be a football player and go through the training and everything, a lot of time with the playbooks, I imagine.
Yeah, no, exactly. We spend a lot of time watching film, even more so this year. Just, you know, we're having a tough year, so all you can do is work harder. So, yeah, watching a lot of film, just studying each opponent, taking it day by day, you know, going out to practice, making sure you have a energetic practice where you execute well.
You talk about watching film. I feel like that's just something that this Northwest coaching staff through the years have done such an excellent job breaking down the opponents and finding their weak spots. And, of course, you've probably watched a lot of film just growing up even. How much film have you watched just prior to coming to Northwest Missouri State? And I would imagine this has to help you out a little bit as far as preparing for your opponents.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what, you know, the number would look like, but I've watched a lot of film just understanding the game, not only the opponent, but understanding your own playbook. That's a huge part of it, especially on offense, understanding how to run routes, understanding leverages, all that kind of stuff. And growing up with it, like you said, that was huge for me. I just inherently understand how to do it properly. And so when you're watching film, you can kind of see those things, and it raises my the level of my game up just a little bit better. And I try to teach that to, you know, my teammates, especially other wide receivers.
Yeah, that's the next question I had. How much time do you spend maybe helping some of the other wide receivers kind of get a grasp of the playbook, especially some of the new guys coming into the program?
Yeah, definitely. That's a huge thing in the offseason, just spending time with them. What we did a little bit this offseason was we would, you know, the receivers would get together. We're not allowed to be with our coaches, but the receivers would get together. We'd watch a little bit of film, and then we would actually go out to the field and we would practice what we just watched, whether it was, you know, a specific route, or we'd throw routes on air with the quarterbacks, just everybody running routes. Maybe it wasn't even any quarterbacks. Maybe it was just, you know, me and Jake Weber and Peyton Carter doing some drills, working on specific breaks, right? All that kind of stuff really matters in the receiving room. And then also just implementing what you see on field or on film on the field, right? Running your routes at the precise depth. Coming flat, all that kind of stuff.
Let's talk a bit about Central Oklahoma coming to town. I know a long time between Tuesday and then Saturday for the game, but from what you've seen, what are the things you're looking for out of Central Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think they play a very sound defense. They're in an odd front. They do a lot of different things in coverage. They play very hard. That's what I've seen. They tackle well. Their DBs come down and play through blocks, things like that. And then obviously it's Doral's first time coming back to Northwest, coming back to Maryville since he's been down there. And I think that's, you know, going to be a big deal for him. And, you know, they beat us last year, so we're pretty motivated, pretty excited to play those guys. I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it's always fun to play at Bearcat Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. We have a great fan base. Everybody comes out and supports us, you know, through the good and the bad. I think that's a big deal. You know, we have a lot of buy-in with not only our program, but with our fans as well.
All right. Well, Keegan, again, it's been great having you with us here on the show here, and good luck coming up this weekend, the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And that's Keegan Sturdy, wide receiver for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXEV, KRNW, comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Matt Tritton rejoining us along with Sports Information Director at Northwest Missouri State, Colin McDonough. And Matt, we've got a big weekend coming up, Bearcat football on Saturday, Northwest and Central Oklahoma, not only Bearcat football, but on the KXCV.org and our Bearcat public media app under the Maryville tab. Maryville Spoofhounds in action this weekend, too.
That's right. It's some dueling football coming up this weekend. And as Colin will tell you, it'll be a very exciting weekend across the board here in Maryville. But excited for Northwest, this matchup against UCO, a chance to get back on the winning track. It's Military Appreciation Day, but you can also check out the Bearcat game, but then also, like you mentioned, the Maryville football game on the Bearcat public media app as they take on Lutheran North. Number three team in Class 3 against the number one team in Class 4 football. So we just got great football all over the board.
Yeah, I think we do. And I think Colin would like to tell us, too, that it's a 1:30 kickoff for the Bearcats on Saturday. We'll be on the air with the Bearcat game day at 12:30. So it should be a fun afternoon of football on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And here's an exciting part, too, for Northwest fans. I think Colin's excited about this, too, because he's talked to me about it a few different times. So it's I hate days I can't be with the Bearcat football team. So I'm going to the Maryville game for those obligations. We got Jonathan Baker, former Northwest Missouri State quarterback, former Maryville quarterback and state champion, filling in doing color alongside John Coffey. So my game is going to wrap up. I'm going to get on the road and turn you guys on. I think that's going to be a lot of fun hearing JB back on the radio. I know he's really looking forward to it.
And I think Colin would tell us, too, that when you talk about JB, he's a player that played for both Coach Adam Doral and Rich Wright.
He would tell us that, probably, is as those Bearcat fans remember. So, high-character kid, good football player, and all-around good dude coming back to his hometown. So, looking forward to that. I've been working on him a little bit, too. Might as well just move back to Maryville while you're at it. We'll find a job for you here. Don't worry.
All right. And, Colin, it's been great having you with us on the show here again today.
As always, John.
All right. That is Colin McDonough, the Sports Information Director at Northwest Missouri State. For Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Don't forget, we've got Bearcat football on Saturday along with Maryville Spoofhound football. Maryville Spoofhound football on KXCV.org and the Bearcat public media app. And, of course, Bearcat football right here on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. That'll do it for our show for this afternoon. We'll be back again next week for another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.